Greece aligns itself with a statement made by the European Union's member states. This year's overarching ECOSOC HAES theme is more pertinent than ever as it strikes at the core of the current global humanitarian landscape. We witnessed the largest global food crisis in modern history. New emerging humanitarian emergencies as a result of armed conflicts or extreme weather events and disasters. Such an unprecedented floods in Pakistan, prolonged drought in the Horn of Africa, tropical cyclones in Malawi, heat waves and subsequent devastating wildfires in many continents. They in turn have skyrocketed humanitarian needs, in particular for those in vulnerable situations such as women and children, while also contributing to massive forced displacement. Against this backdrop, international efforts should focus on reinforcing early warning systems and anticipatory action, disaster preparedness and prevention, risk reduction and adaptation, as well as enhancing resilience of climate-affected communities. We need to update our knowledge bases towards an improved risk assessment and more effective field-level policies. In this context, Greece, firmly committed to the protection of the environment, and in particular of the marine environment, will host in 2024, the 9th Our Ocean Conference. The ocean plays an important role in sustainable development, a sustainable ocean-based economy, and poverty eradication. Moreover, the Ministry of Climate Crisis and Civil Protection of Greece, in cooperation with the UN Office for Disaster Risk Reduction, organized in October 22 in Athens the first action-oriented dialogue on inclusive and collaborative systems for heat and wildfire risks governance. Conflicts worldwide marked a sad record in 2022, resulting in high levels of civilian casualties and destruction of civilian infrastructure and massive forced displacement, as mentioned just previously by our Ukrainian colleague. Amidst this adverse and often life-threatening environment, humanitarian workers in the field operate and deliver, notwithstanding extremely perilous conditions. We witness, however, with deep regret, movement restrictions, arbitrary arrests, and targeted attacks on humanitarian personnel, premises, and assets. It is therefore of paramount importance to ensure safe and unimpeded access of humanitarian workers to affected populations. Protection of civilians, infrastructure, as well as humanitarian personnel remain key pillars of international humanitarian law, which should be upheld and fully respected by all. Greece reiterates its firm commitment to provide humanitarian assistance and support in crisis worldwide, always in line with internationally recognized principles of humanity, neutrality, impartiality, and independence as enshrined in international humanitarian law. This was the case in Ukraine, as well as more recently in Turkey and Syria. During the International Donors Conference Together for the People in Turkey and Syria, held in Brussels last March, Greece pledged totally 5 million euros. Before concluding, Mr. Vice President, allow me a brief reference to the candidacy of Greece as a non-permanent member of the UN Security Council for 25-26. Our guiding notions for our campaign are the so-called three Ds, namely dialogue, diplomacy, democracy. We will focus on six key priorities, if elected, namely peaceful settlement of disputes, respect for international law and the rules and principles of the UN Charter, women, peace and security, climate change and security, maritime security, and children in armed conflict. Thank you very much.